Greetings, my brothers and sisters, in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Excuse me. We want to start our reading this morning in Matthew chapter 1 and verse 1. It says, the book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David. We are speaking on the throne of David, looking at the life of Jesus Christ and also looking at the life of King David to better get an understanding of what God would desire within us that would enable us to rule and reign with Christ in his millennial kingdom. The book of Matthew is the gospel of a king, and Matthew speaks of the genealogy of this king, Jesus. In Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 8, we read this, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. Brother Branham would make this statement, you have to suffer to reign. The reason for this is that character simply is never made without suffering. So when we look at this quote, we understand that he's looking at the fact that there is a character that is developed within a believer when they go through difficult times, when they have to suffer in this life. And God allows these things to come against our life, not to discourage us or to defeat us, but in the reality, it is to strengthen and mold us into the image and likeness of Jesus Christ. It is not the suffering itself, but it's how we respond in these difficult times that would manifest the character within us. Many times we look at the suffering of the cross of Jesus Christ. No doubt that was the hardest time of his life, both physically, spiritually, and emotionally. But if we look at our own lives, we can understand that pain comes from many different directions. We want to touch on four different things today. Number one, rejection. Number two, separation. Number three, loss. And number four, betrayal. See, these situations will come into our lives, and the question is, how will we react when we face these situations in our life? The scripture gives us instruction for our learning. It enables us to know what God would desire from us and really what he would expect from a child of God. Number one, rejection. In John chapter 7 and verse 5, it says this, for neither did his brethren believe in him. No doubt his brethren had heard the stories about the miraculous birth of Jesus Christ, and they had been brought up in the household, and they had saw something different in him. But when he began his public ministry, his brethren just were not able to believe that God was really moving in his life the way he was. We can understand this in our own lives when God starts to deal with us and he places a calling in our life. There is an excitement, and you're hoping that the ones that your friends, your loved ones would recognize, and they too would be excited. But then you know the discouragement that comes when even the closest ones to you don't believe in you. The second point, separation. When we read John chapter 6 and verse 66, it says, from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. I think about this, how it saddens us when brothers and sisters decide they no longer want to walk this way with us. We understand it was prophesied to be this way, but it is still painful. I think about it in our own personal experiences that we see in this day and hour that there are many that have once walked in this end time message, that they're turning around and they're saying, I can't believe this anymore. Jesus Christ would face the same thing. That many that would follow him for a season of time would come to a point in time that they just couldn't walk with him anymore. And although he understood this was the Father's will, his plan and purpose, I think this, we have to understand he was a man, and these things can trouble the heart of a man. Number three, it is the pain of loss. And I think about Matthew chapter 14 and verse 12 and 13. And his disciples came and took up the body and buried it and went and told Jesus. This is after they had murdered John the Baptist. So the disciples take care of the body and then they come to give the news to Jesus. And in verse 13, it says this, when Jesus heard of it, He departed thence by ship into a desert place apart, a desire to be alone by himself, an opportunity to mourn the loss of John the Baptist. See, John was family, not only naturally, but he was spiritually family. There was a connection between John the Baptist and Jesus the Christ. And it makes us understand this, even when we have promises of eternal life and there's still a pain that comes with the loss of a loved one. I think too of this, of the picture of Jesus weeping over Jerusalem. There's times we read about the ministry of Jesus Christ, and you know, even when we see the people leaving him, he could turn and ask his disciples, "Will you leave too?" But you can see that emotionally, that it carried a toll upon him. There was a desire, you know, he said, "How often would I have gathered you together, but you would not?" These things help us better understand the scripture that declares that Jesus was a man of sorrow, acquainted with grief. He knew what it was like to mourn the loss of a loved one, to feel the pain of rejection and the heartache of separation. And then there's the fourth part we want to speak about, and we're going to go into the life of David even more on this. The fourth part is betrayal. Rejection is painful, but betrayal is worse because it comes from someone that you've come to care for. It comes from someone that you are close to. In Luke chapter 22 and verse 47, it says, "While he yet spake, behold, a multitude, and he that was called Judas, one of the 12, went before them and drew near unto Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said unto him, Judas, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss?" It is the relationship that intensifies the pain. I read this quote. I thought it was very good. It says, "The saddest thing about betrayal is that it never comes from your enemies. It comes from the people that you care about." In the book, The Hiding Place, Corrie Ten Boom makes this statement. I believe it was her father that had told her this. "Corrie, do you know what hurts so very much? It's love. Love is the strongest force in the world. And when it is blocked, that means pain. There are two things we can do when this happens. We can kill that love so that it stops hurting. But then, of course, part of us dies too. Or we can ask God to open up another route for that love to travel." Now we see that the life of Christ was foreshadowed in David. David knew the pain of rejection and when we see his brother's attitude when David came to the camp of Saul, they had heard the prophecy of Samuel. They understood that David was the one that's chosen to be king, but still they did not really want to believe him. When we look at betrayal in the life of David, there are four different points that we want to bring out in David's life. What we'll see is different people will betray David, and there will be different reasons why they betray David. So we have to look at the root of the betrayal. But then what we'll see in David is his reaction in each and every situation, and there's something about his reaction that's consistent. When people betrayed David, he was a mighty man of war, but he never reacted in anger. There was something within him. It was a love for people. And I believe it was this love for people that God saw within his heart and understood that he could give him a kingdom and that he would foreshadow the very kingdom of Jesus Christ. I like this. The Bible says this. These stories, they are written not only for our encouragement, our admonition, but for our learning. It's not just a historical account of the life of David. It is instruction for us to understand how we too should react when we face these things. In 1 Samuel chapter 19, in verse 1, it says this, "And Saul spake to Jonathan his son, and to all his servants, that he should kill David." You know what? David was a trusted servant of Saul. and Saul turned on him. What was the root cause? It's jealousy. When other people started talking about how God was using David in a mighty way, it brought a jealousy within Saul. But David's reaction, he would not touch him. He would not consider Saul his enemy. In 1 Samuel chapter 24 and verse 6, he said, "And he said unto his man, The Lord forbid that I should do this thing unto my master." Notice his statement here. Even though Saul is desiring to kill him, he will not touch him. And he says, this would not be pleasing in the eyes of the Lord because this man is my master, the Lord's anointed. He says, to stretch forth my hand against him, seeing he is the anointed of the Lord. And later on in 2 Samuel chapter 1, we will read about David's reaction when he heard that Saul was dead. There was not a time of rejoicing and celebration. It was a time of mourning because I believe this, David, even though Saul would betray him, desire to kill him, David never stopped loving Saul and Jonathan. The second story, that David is betrayed at Keilah. In 1 Samuel chapter 23 and verse 2, it says, "Therefore David inquired of the Lord, saying, Shall I go and smite these Philistines? And the Lord said unto David, Go and smite the Philistines and save Keilah." So we see that David would become a savior to the people of Keilah. In verse 12, then said David, "Will the men of Keilah deliver me and my men into the hand of Saul?" In other words, I've just become their savior. Will they betray me? And the Lord said, "They will deliver thee up." Now, David, when he was betrayed at Keilah, what we see is he never retaliated. He just walked away. What was the root cause of the betrayal from these men? It was fear. They were afraid of Saul and what the consequences would be if they tried to protect David. So they betrayed him. So it's different reasons, but the same thing. David feels the sting of betrayal, not only from Saul, but also from these people at Keilah that he had came to rescue. And then there's a third one, and that's Absalom, his son. And what was the root cause of his rebellion and his betrayal of David? It's ambition. In 2 Samuel chapter 15 and verse 4, Absalom said, "Moreover, oh that I were made judge in the land, that every man which hath any suit or cause might come unto me, and I would do him justice." And in verse 6, and it says, "And in this manner did Absalom to all Israel that came to the king for judgment." So Absalom stole the hearts of the man of Israel. Absalom is working in the shadows to steal the hearts of men and to turn them away from David and unto Absalom. But then we see David's reaction when he hears that Absalom is dead. He mourns greatly, my son, Absalom. So once more we see that David is betrayed by someone very close to him, that someone that David has been very kind to, yet even after the betrayal, David never stops loving them and caring about them. And then there is a fourth one. When we read in Psalms chapter 41 and verse 9, it says this, "Yea, mine own familiar friend, in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, has lifted up his heel against me." When we read this, it is a prophecy of the Lord Jesus Christ and Judas. Judas was one of the trusted inner circle. He was one of the 12. He had been entrusted with a great ministry. I know this. Jesus knew what was in him. But he had been chosen and entrusted with this great ministry. And he said, "Which did eat of my bread." They had sat around the table. They had fellowshipped. No doubt they had enjoyed the sweet time of communion. And he said, he's lifted up his heel against me. And there's a terrible pain when you're so close to someone. And not only, they don't only walk away or separate from you, they betray you. I think this, it's the betrayal is even harder than the loss. You know, to lose John the Baptist, no doubt touched Jesus emotionally, but I don't think it was as hard as losing Judas, because he would go on into perdition. When we look at the life of David, this statement is not just the Spirit of God anointing him to prophesy of the coming Messiah. It was something that was very personal to David. It is something that he experienced himself. There was a man named Ahithophel, and he was David's friend. He was his counselor. He trusted him. He said his counsel was like the words of God unto David. They enjoyed sweet fellowship and ate bread together. And Ahithophel, this man that's so close to David, would betray David. Well, we've talked about Saul. It was jealousy and Keilah. It was fear and Absalom. It was ambition. But then the question is, why would David's trusted counselor betray him? We'll look at that tomorrow. Give us something to think and ponder upon today. May God bless you. Appreciate everyone that takes the time to listen. May the Lord be with you today. Love you in Christ Jesus.